Welcome to the daily VFN radio highlights at VFNTV.com. Enjoy.
We ended up our last before commercial break. We were talking about offense and how we need to guard ourselves from that.
Very good.
And it's so important because it's a strategy from the enemy, and we're not ignorant of his devices. Mm-hmm. So now that we're aware that his whole plan is to isolate us and to from those that we're supposed to have relationship with, and to bring us into sort of deception, because that's who he is. He's the father of lies. So
that's right.
I mean, pretty powerful stuff.
It's very good. It's very good. You know, it really reminds me when I was reading the scripture this morning. In fact, it's probably one of the very first ones I ever memorized, and it's in Romans 12:1-2.
Oh, okay.
And which reminded me, especially when you're talking about spirit of offense, it just took me way back. You know, you guys remember being in a small men's group?
Yes.
I mean, those were some good days.
Yes. Those were very good days.
I mean, it was that changed my life, literally. I mean, I remember when I first came into a small men's group. You know, it was Greg and Gary Hinkey. You remember him?
Right. Yeah.
And
Fred
Englert and Vince Cooper. And, you know, I was fresh out of the world when I first came to that group. I mean, fresh. And these guys have been meeting for a while already.
Yeah, those are good men, too. Those are good guys.
Yeah. I've really looked up to those guys. Awesome, godly men. Still do.
Yeah.
And I just remember, man, the love. And it was just so, I don't know how to explain it. It was just totally new experience for me.
Now, what was that, though? I mean, tell us more about it. You were in a small men's group, but what did you do there? Did you guys fish?
Oh, man. You know, you remember Promise Keepers, you know? And when I first came into the group, we were going through that book. And that whole book, you know, talks about, you know, being a godly man. What is that? What's that look like? You know,
right,
it talks about the seven promises of a promise keeper, right?
Right.
Yeah, teach you how to be a godly man, godly husband. You know, what does a godly, father look like? I mean, you know, the whole thing.
So you're walking this thing out in a kind of a small men's group.
Yeah, absolutely.
Now, how often did you guys meet?
I think we met like at least once a week.
Oh,
once
cool.
a week, yeah. It was pretty often, which I needed it.
Right.
Because, you know, coming as fresh out of the world, you had a lot of baggage. You know, unlike you, I know. I think you were perfect.
Right. More like Chris.
Yeah,
Chris.
Right.
Yeah.
Well, we don't need to with his Bible. So, I mean, we just can't even. That's not it.
Yeah, we can't go there.
Yeah, right. You know, that last segment really made me think about those days. You know, because that was me that you were describing. I was offended continually.
Right.
You know, which really comes from a lot of baggage of, you know, really what that is you're hurt.
Yeah.
And you've never been healed.
Yeah.
You know, so you walk around and constantly offended all the time. You think everybody's out to get you.
Mm.
You know, they mean to do you harm continually. So everything offends you, right?
Right. So you're trying to protect yourself as if you could actually do that.
Right, exactly. And so anyway, you know, through these guys, I mean, I prayed out loud for the first time. I mean, which was just terrifying. Because it's like, I don't even talk to people, much less pray. What are you doing? it was awesome. But you know, first time I ever memorized a scripture, and that's what really brought me to this. The very first scripture I memorized, and I still know it to this day, was Romans 12:1-2, which just totally took me back. You know,
wow.
And it's therefore I urge you, brothers, in view of God's mercy.
Mm-hmm.
To offer your bodies as a living sacrifice, holy and pleasing to God. This is your spiritual act of worship.
Wow.
Do not conform any longer to the patterns of this world, but be transformed by the renewing of your mind. Then you'll be able to test and approve what God's will is, his good, pleasing, and perfect will.
Mm.
And I've carried that with me ever since. And
wow.
When that scripture so penetrated my heart, it's like, man, I really want to know what God's will is for my life. What am I supposed to be doing? I mean, obviously God saved me for a reason. My whole paradigm just changed. I mean, I'm just like, this whole new world just opened up to me.
Mm-hmm.
What is it you want me to do?
Wow.
Well, before I had to find out what he wanted me to do, there's some things that he had to work out of me first to make room for that.
Oh, really?
Hence, that's why he had me in that group. So the whole thing was just all happening at once. You know, he was just carving on me, working these things out of me. Yeah. And that offense had to go.
Mm.
That was one of the things. You know, by no means am I saying I don't get offended anymore, but I'm not like I used to, believe me.
Right. But I mean, you grow. You know, we're all growing, and if you stop growing, I mean, no one's sinless until, my goodness, I mean, so no one's sinless at all.
Until
you
know, the Jesus, end. Yeah. Until Jesus comes back. So, you know, and it was just a great growing learning experience for me that, you know, you think about Jesus, you know, he had his 12,
mm-hmm.
you know, and then he had his 3, which is a more intimate group.
Mm.
And then Jesus had his 1.
Right.
You know, and I never forget those times, you know, with those one-on-one times when it really get to the heart, the deep things.
Yeah.
All right. All that other stuff is cool, but you got to deal with this. This is, you know, it's time for that to go.
That's the real deal. Think how much is missing in the church at large is these intimate relationships
mm-hmm.
that you can develop over a series of times. You know, the nature of those relationships, and like anyone, an analogy that was used during that time was that it's mm-hmm. like rounding the bases, you know, mm-hmm. first basis. You know, I don't know you, we're acquaintances. I just know that you love God, I love God, and we're kind of hanging out together.
Mm-hmm.
And then after you start, you know, coming and sharing and being a part,
mm-hmm.
All of a sudden it's like, okay, you know, I can consider you my friend, you know, I consider you my friend in God, and absolutely. You know, and we can start talking, and
mm-hmm.
and with each stage comes a certain level of, you know, I guess intimacy, responsibility, and trying to get to third base, you know, which is like brothers, you know, and now we can hold each other accountable, and I can tell you some things, mm-hmm. you know, and you can tell me some things, and we can hold each other accountable.
Absolutely. And that was good because you knew the next week, you know, if there were some things that you guys talked about holding each other accountable in, you mm-hmm. know, they're going to ask you, so how's that whatever problem going on? You know what I'm saying?
Chris,
have you killed anybody recently?
right.
You know.
With your words.
Right, exactly, yes. And that's part of that renewing your mind. You know, you mm-hmm. got to give it that thinking like you said earlier. And that only comes through the Word of God. You know, that's, you got to stay in the Word, which abiding daily, it's going to require that. It's your sustenance. It's your life. It's manna, you know.
You're renewing yourself. You're spending time with God and you're reading your Word.
Mm-hmm.
Jeremiah says that God's Word is like a hammer. And what happens is that, you know, throughout life, we've developed these strongholds. And all the stronghold is like it's a pattern of thinking. It's a mindset. Any mindset that's not based on the Word of God. So it's mm-hmm. like, why do you do that? Or why do you respond that way? Or why do you, well, we've always done it this way. And then, you know, you're amazed by how much your culture, your environment, your family has so much to do with the way someone thinks. Mm-hmm. Well, if your family, your environment, your culture has never been grounded on God, rest assured, there's some stinking thinking going on in your mind.
Absolutely.
And just because it makes sense to you,
mm-hmm.
and to your family, maybe, or to your environment,
mm-hmm.
right, doesn't necessarily mean that it makes sense to God and the way God wants you to live.
Absolutely.
So what you're saying is so important. I mean, you spend time with God's Word, that Word begins to start, you know, to chip away and break at some of those wrong patterns of thinking. It says that got to go. And just kind of chisel that thing way out so that mm-hmm. God's Word can just start, you know, washing over you. And before you know it, you become transformed.
Absolutely. You know, that's what he did and is doing still to this day.
Sure.
And, you know, because I so wanted to be used by God, you know, because I just, you know, especially where we came from with God was moving so powerfully back in those days and still is, but it was just manifested in such an awesome way. And you're just like, man, you just see yourself just doing these awesome things for God because you're so in love with him, you know.
Sure.
But,
and look, you're doing them today.
Exactly.
Look what you're doing today.
Exactly. Of course, I never had this in mind. It was never like how you imagined it. It's like, oh, that's what you meant. Okay.
Yeah, did any of us?
Yeah,
right.
Oh, it is. You know, and then I remember the beginning days, you know, we used to do the father and son camping trips every year, and it was like, wow, that was a huge stretch of, you know, character building and learning how to talk to people, you know, and manage people and, you know, and just cause you get all different types of personalities that you're going to have to, you know, you just can't be rough with, you know what I'm saying? You can't act like you used to act, it's totally totally different ballgame.
And that's important because what you're saying is it's character building. What you're saying, I mean, it's like, oh, someone could be listening to talking, right? What are you talking about? Well, no, it's not just management. It's not just, you know, delegating. It's being able to recognize that you're talking to the body of Christ, that whatever you've done to the least of these brothers of mine, Jesus, that you've done to me. Mm-hmm. So you're coming under a place, and we all have and still are, where we want to be careful in what we're saying. We want to make sure that we're honoring of other people and that we're speaking to other people the way that we would want to speak to Jesus Christ, because that's what we're doing. We're not flippantly, we're evaluating. Proverbs says a wise man gives thought to his ways. How did I come across, and how did I say that? Was that hurtful in any kind of way? And being willing to be humble, to apologize and say, you know what, I said something that was inappropriate and it sounded right. Would you forgive me? Mm-hmm. Because you care about the body, you care about Jesus, right. And that's awesome. Because you're dealing with so many people under stressful,
right?
You know,
and that spirit of offense it just can't be there. I mean, you just cannot. It's just you can't. It's got to go. And they will work your last nerve too. Yeah. Oh my goodness! But you know, praise God, nobody died. You know what I'm saying?
What's important? It's important because what you're saying is that you went through a process where you honored Jesus.
Absolutely.
And more of us need to do that. Mm-hmm. You know what I'm saying? We got to come to the place of, you're just not talking to anybody. You shouldn't talk to anyone that way. That when you do anything for any person, you've got to recognize, I'm talking to Jesus Christ. Whatever you've done to the least of these brothers of mine, you've done to me. You've done or haven't done.
Mm-hmm. Absolutely.
And it does matter. It does matter. I know that maybe you've been treated that way or you've thought it was normal. We've seen some stuff thinking, really? Is that normal? No, it does matter. Yeah, you got to slow down to the pace of love, right?
Absolutely. Absolutely. Yeah. So, and there was one experience I wanted to share as well. You know, we remember the big stadium events with Promise Keepers.
Yeah. Yeah.
And how powerful they were. I remember the very first one I went to. This was probably back in 96.
Oh, wow.
It was in New Orleans Superdome.
Yeah, I was there.
Yeah.
Well, I wasn't with you at the time, but I was there.
Right, amazing. Right. Yeah, oh my goodness.
Event, and we didn't even know each other at that. Yeah. You were there and I was there, and I didn't even know you.
Yeah, exactly. I had no
That's
idea.
Amazing.
But that was, I believe, the beginning of what God was doing in my heart, because I think this last, what, 2-3 days? How long did this take?
Yeah.
A couple days?
Yeah.
And I remember the very first night we got there, and I walk in this building, and I see nothing but men. It was like a sea of men.
Yeah.
Singing, worshiping, praising God, you know, lifted up hands. And I mean, you could just feel the presence of God just rushing through you.
Yeah.
It was powerful.
It was, wasn't it?
And without anybody saying anything, doing anything, all of a sudden, I just felt this overwhelming sensation in my heart.
Wow.
You know, and this was back in a time you got to realize, you know, I had a 5-year-old son, you know, and at that time I didn't realize the significance how important it is a father is in a son's life, because, you know, you grow up in a situation where you didn't have your father around all the time.
Right.
You just never saw the significance of it. It was just, oh, that was that guy that, you know, whatever.
Right.
And so I was repeating the same behaviors, you know, just not thinking it was important enough.
Mm-hmm.
You know, I wasn't spending that much enough time with him. And God just supernaturally just reached inside my chest. I mean, I remember to this day, and he just on a dime turned me. And all I could think about was, oh my gosh, he needs me. He needs me. Like he needs air to breathe. I mean, that's how significant it was. Like, I need Father God in my life.
Right.
This boy that I brought to this world needs me in his life.
Wow.
And it's just totally, you know, because I was, at that time, I was just very selfish. All I cared about was me and, you know, and just.
Well, think about this, too.
Think about,
society. Mm-hmm. I mean, look at society today. Society today has said that you're not important. Mm-hmm. Society has told you that you don't matter. The fathers don't matter. They're not important. They can't contribute, you know. They can only support a child financially, but they obviously can't contribute anything into their emotion, into their. Mm-hmm. To their spiritual life, into their development. Well, he can, you know, show them about sports, but that's what society's at today. So it's, you know, it's not strange if you didn't know God to you know, to come under that and think, well, I guess, you know, I'll talk to him when he becomes a teenager. Think about it.
Right, right.
You know?
So, yeah, I mean, it was a very powerful time in my life, and I'll never forget it. Awesome.
Wow.
Awesome.
Wow.
Yeah.
That's amazing, man. I mean, that's so awesome what happens when you give yourself like that to God and just say, mm-hmm. you know, I'm going to become a living sacrifice. I'm going to allow you to, I'm going to work with you as you're transforming
I'm
me.
I'm going to take you at your word.
I'm going to take you as you're at your word. Mm-hmm. That's pretty, pretty powerful, man. Wow.
You've just been listening to the highlights from the Daily VFN Radio program. Don't forget to share them with your friends. Find more and listen to the Daily VFN Radio program in its entirety at VFNTV.com or with the mobile VFN TV app on your mobile phone or device. That's VFNTV.com.